In this week's parasha, the Torah tells us of the death of two great people, the death of Miriam Hanaviah, the death of her brother Aaron, and immediately after the death of Aaron HaKohen, the Torah says something amazing. The Torah says, this is the beginning of Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21, verse 1, Vayishma HaKnani Melech Arad, Yoshev HaNegev, Kibo Yisrael Derech HaYisorim, Vayilochim B'Yisrael. The Torah tells us that immediately after the death of Aaron, the king of Canaan hears that the Jewish people are in the vicinity, and he launches an attack. Rashi HaKadosh says, what is it exactly? What does the Kenani attack have to do with the death of Aaron? To which Rashi explains that in Aaron's merit, there was a protective cloud. When Aaron died, the cloud dissipated, and the Canaanites saw that as a vulnerability. They saw the Jewish people were exposed, and therefore they felt it was an opportune time to attack. But Rashi points out something amazing. You see, the Pasuk says that it was the Kenani. So the Kenani heard, and therefore they attacked. But yet it says that these are the Kenanim Yoshev HaNegev, who lived in the south. So Rashi points out, but the Negev is normally, that's where Amalek lived. So who attacked? Was it the Kenanim or was it Amalek? And Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says that what happened? Vishina es l'shono l'daber b'lashon Kenan. So it was actually Amalek who attacked. It was actually Amalek who attacked. So why does the Torah identify them as Kenanim? So the Amalekites did something very interesting. They changed their language, they changed their dialect, so that it should sound like they were Kenanim. Why? Because Amalek knew that the Jewish people had the power of prayer. So if they would hear that the nation that's attacking them sounds like Kenanim, Kenanites, so the Jewish people would pray to God to save them from the Kenanim. Aye, but it wasn't the Kenanim who were attacking. It was Amalek who was attacking. So Amalek figured the Jews are going to daven for the wrong thing. Their prayers won't be answered, and we will be victorious. An incredible amount of thinking that went into this strategy. It was really Amalek who attacked, but Amalek disguised themselves as Kenan, knowing that the Jewish people would pray for divine salvation. They would pray for God to save them from the Canaanites, but it wasn't the Canaanites who attacked. Amalek figured it'll be a prayer in vain, and ultimately they'll be successful. The Jewish people realize the confusion. They're not sure who's attacking them. Is it Amalek or is it Kenan? So the Torah therefore says, Amru, Nispalel Stam. So Rashi says the Jewish people saw that ultimately their clothing, they looked like Amalekites, but they spoke like Canaanites. So what should we pray for? If we pray for God to give us a victory over Amalek, but what if it's Canaan? If we pray for God to give us victory over Canaan, but what if it's Amalek? So what did they do? Nispalo Stam. They just davened Stam. They just said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us from our enemies. They didn't identify if it was Amalek. They didn't identify if it was Canaan. They just said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us from our enemies. And what an incredible and powerful lesson. See, the Jewish people understood that they didn't really understand what they were praying for. They didn't really know what they needed. They knew they needed a salvation, but they didn't know salvation from who. As therefore, they just said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us from our enemies. So many times in life, we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, and we're so positive that we know exactly what we need. God, give me this. I need this. Without this, without that, I can't be successful. And of course, we're human beings. So that's the way we interact with God. We make assumptions about what we need in order to be successful in life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do that, to come to God with specific requests, targeted requests. But perhaps what to learn from this episode is the power of Nispal El Stam. That sometimes a person has to humble themselves a little bit and say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you for a whole bunch of things because that's what I think I need. But I've come to learn in life, throughout the journey of life, that sometimes what I think I need isn't really what I actually need. That sometimes what I think I need is based on my limited perception and comprehension, but only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately really know what I need. Klal Yisrael in the desert didn't know exactly what they needed. They knew they needed a salvation, just didn't know what kind. So in this Palestine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us. So too in life, as we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is natural to have targeted specific requests. We We want refuah, we want parnosa, we want nachas, we want all the beautiful brachos that we daven for each and every day. And it's important to reach out to Hashem with those targeted requests, for that is how we build relationship. But at the same time, every tefillah always has to end with the same caveat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've asked all of my specific requests from you, but I also know that just because I think I need it, maybe I don't. Or just because I think I must have it, maybe I don't. Or just because I'm telling you this is what I need in order to be successful, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not this, but maybe it's just something else that I need. To daven for specific things, but also to end every tefillah with nispalel stam. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I love you. I know you love me. Take care of my needs. Take care of me. And even though I've asked you for a whole bunch of specific things, at the end of the day, I don't fully know what it is that I need to be successful. I don't know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you do. So I'll ask you for what I know, and then I ask you to give me what I need. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.